else is radio, but of course, nigga.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Wednesday. I'm going to be joined by my co-host in just a minute, Dr. Jeff Galini. We're Science for Humans. We're going to talk about what you should eat before you work out, and that depends on what you're doing as far as your workout goes. And then we're going to shift it up, and we're going to have the anabolic CEO, Aaron Singerman from Redcon One, join us to talk about the launch of their new MRE bar. Pretty exciting. I've tried them. I love them. They're very, very different than any other bar on the market today. I can say that in a lot of different ways. But before we get started, I have to pay homage to our title sponsor, All American Pharmaceuticals, and their product line, EFX Sports. You can actually get 6 free samples of their most popular products because they believe you should try them before you buy them. And if you go to superhumanradio.net and click one of the EFX Sports banner ads, you'll be transported to a page, put your name and address in, and they will send you. You have to pay shipping, $5.99, but that's really the shipping price. It's not a self-liquidator. And you will get 6 of the most popular products they sell, ample amounts to really evaluate, plus a lot of other free goodies and white papers and lots of fun stuff that's always included when the supplement Santa is involved.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. J?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. Doing pretty good. Just recovering from my road trip yesterday.
Where'd you go?
Oh, man, 200 miles up to Great Falls to do a grant proposal presentation.
Wow, man. You know, I don't think a lot of people appreciate how many different projects you work on at one time. I mean, not just supplement development, but what's going on with the pea farming? Aren't you like involved in growing peas in Montana now?
That's what this grant was about. The Department of Agriculture called, it was about maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago and said, hey, get a grant in. You know, we're putting together this, I don't know if it was an emergency hearing, where normally all the schools, the universities get the money. And they said, hey, get in on it. So this is about peas, man. Yeah.
Are we going to see you in Oshkosh overalls pretty soon with like a straw hat on and a piece of hay sticking out of your mouth? Because you have to go.
One of the farmers that was at this proposal, because not only was it open to the grant board, but it was open to the public. So obviously, farmers want to come and hear what's going on, where they can tap into some of these funds, because there's some of the organizations help the farmers, export outside the country. So anyhow, one of these farmers is actually just outside of Billings, and we're going to connect. And he said, yeah, come on down to the farm, man. You can get on a tractor and come out in the field. Take some good pictures. I'm like, I will take you up on that.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. This started a couple years ago when Dr. J decided that, offering a plant-based protein product was probably important for All American Pharmaceutical. And as a result, looking at the sources, very, very lack of control on a lot of the sources, and pea protein seems to be the most complete a form of plant protein out there from an amino acid standpoint. And so Dr. J is like, I remember I was there in Billings, like, I'm not going to buy this stuff from these guys. We're going to have to grow our own peas. I was like, you serious?
Yeah, man. So, I got 3 farms that obviously I'm not a farmer. So, I'm working directly with the farmers. We're discussing the crops.
How you want them, you have to give them details like how you want things handled and all that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah, because you remember the article we wrote, we talked about the other day about all the arsenic in the
plant proteins, right?
Same with peas. The stuff coming out of China is laced with arsenic and other heavy metals and microbial. So you know, I'm looking at making sure that, you know, my peas aren't going to have a bunch of Roundup on them. They're not going to be contaminated with groundwater. So again, I'm very, very picky about what we get. But this gentleman, you know, he's planting lentils. So we're discussing a whole bunch of different type of pulse crops that we will continue to work with. If I get this grant, you know, it would only help to further our fractionation research, and it will help with marketing. So again, we can educate people about pulse crops. You know, in America, we're all about milk and meat, which is cool, you know, because I'm a meatitarian, but I like peas too. You know, yeah. I mean, there is a, and you know, protein six, I have peas in there because again, peas are sort of in the middle of whey protein and milk proteins as far as absorption. So again, when you're looking at a time release type protein, very, very good. So anyhow, that's what I was doing yesterday, up giving a little talk. So a little tired, you know, a couple hundred miles up, couple hundred miles back. And
I eat a lot of peas, so you need to use me as one of the sample testers that tests out pea products. I eat a lot of peas. I eat them every week. I love peas. Yep. So now with that being the discussion, since we kicked off with a nutritional angle here, a lot of people always ask, you know, what should I eat before I train? And
yeah,
I guess the first thing we have to discuss is different training requires different things. I mean, if you're just going to go into the gym and do 30 minutes of elliptical or bicycle, you probably don't really need to worry about what you're eating. In fact, you might want to even do it fasted, right?
Yeah, you know, this is kind of the age-old question that people will debate. People are right. This is the only way. As we looked at, I think it was that Berkeley study, I reposted it and said, been saying it, you know, it depends on what you're doing.
Right.
Remember years ago when we were a kid, my mom used to say, oh, you never go swimming on a full stomach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're going to cramp up. Well, the thing was, is you shouldn't have a whole lot of food in your stomach before you exercise. So they took a little piece of something that was true, and it kind of
– Well, they wanted a break. They were like, oh, how can we keep them out of the pool for a little while? You know what? Let's tell them that they can't swim if they eat.
Take a nap in the sun. Play yeah. on the swim, something.
Because remember, when you and I were kids, they didn't have adult swim.
No.
That's relatively new. So go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We went to the pools or the lakes and ponds. Anyhow, but, you know, working with so many different type of athletes, this always comes up. And as you said, it really depends on what you are doing. But if you want just the rule of thumb, you know, again, you got to look back at biomechanics. How does the body work? Well, the body needs carbohydrates. And again, I've been saying this for years. That is our source of fuel. Glucose, glycogen. So if you are going into training, you know, or if you are an endurance athlete or anybody who's going to be running around, you got to make sure you got enough carbohydrates in your system. But as you said, you know, if you're just going to go for a walk, you're going to do some low intensity cardio, it doesn't really matter. I mean, if you ate an hour before, it's not going to really affect it. Nothing you eat or do not eat before exercise is going to affect fat. I mean, it just doesn't have anything to do with that. It really is all about the energy levels. But I know everybody has an opinion, and you know, you find what works for you. I mean, you know, I've tried a lot of different things over the years, and you know, sometimes there's some little things that I'll do before cardio that I won't do before weight training, you know.
Well, and so sports nutrition is evolving right now because of the introduction of ketone salts also. And so if you're going to train longer than an hour very intensely, or even an hour very intensely, if you're going to train very intensely, and I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Your heart rate is up. You're literally breathing heavy in between whatever it is you're doing. Nutrition right before training probably makes a bigger impact than what you ate 2 or 3 hours before training. And this is where I've discovered that if you combine a product like Carbolin, and I'm pimping Carbolin, there are other carbohydrate supplements out there. Hell, back in the day, I used to use single grain baby cereal, which was a rice cereal that was pulverized, and I would mix it in with my protein and drink it for my pre-workout. But the bottom line is a product like Carbolin is designed to get into the bloodstream quickly and be there when you need it. So it's predictably timed. And if you take a product like that a half hour before you train, you know you're going to have enough glucose in your bloodstream to power you through. And what I've discovered is if you mix a little protein powder with that, like a product like Thrive, I'm going to pimp Thrive, but then you throw in some ketone salts, what I find is I'm able to train longer and harder when I give my body access to all the different substrates that can be used as energy and let it decide what it wants to use when it wants to use it.
Yeah. And I think the key is, you know, again, we talk about eating and we have to kind of define that. You know, if you're talking about eating a meal, you know, where you're getting in protein, carbs, fats, you should do that 3 hours, 4 hours, you know,
right,
prior to training. And the same with a game. You know, I remember back when I played college football, and they still do this. You know, we had pregame, but we didn't get on the field until probably noon, and our pre-meal was 6 or 7 in the morning. So again, 5, 6 hours prior, you know, steak, eggs, pancakes. We didn't eat anything else up to. Now, we didn't have Carbolin back then. I wish we did have. I probably would have gone to the NFL, but sucking on a little orange at halftime did not give me enough energy to myself through the second half. But you don't need to eat anything. I talk to so many young people that say, oh, so-and-so said I should eat a hamburger before I go to the gym. Or, you know, they're a long-distance runner. They say, I get hungry, so, you know, I'm going to eat a hot dog or something. And again, you know, if you are the type of person who gets hungry, that's why I always eat a banana, because I like to have a little something in my stomach. Now, you know, my cocktail is Carbolin. I like to put BCAAs in there. I've got some aminos. I do Thrive. I like Thrive on chest day. For whatever reason, when I do chest, I put a little bit. And I don't put a whole scoop. You know, I'll put probably a third in there.
Right.
But, man, I really get some crazy pumps.
Right.
Now, if I do on leg day and stuff, it's that protein powder doesn't digest well enough for me to go out.
Well, so let's talk about that. So the problem with eating something complex, like a whole food, mm-hmm. right before you train – is that if you eat something an hour before you go to the gym, on average, it takes an hour for food to pass through the stomach into the intestines. That's the rule of thumb. Like they'll say, it takes an hour for food to get out of your stomach. And that's pretty accurate for anyone with a normal functioning thyroid. Well, think about this. If you eat within an hour of going to the gym and you start training and you're training heavy, when you start lifting heavy, whether it's a squat, a deadlift, a bench press, the body goes to the stomach, hey, we got some really, really hard work to do right now. So we're going to pull blood away from the stomach. It needs mm-hmm. to go into the muscles. It needs to go into the cardiac system. It needs to be in the bloodstream. It needs to be. So the stomach literally goes on hold. And the food that's in there starts to break down in the stomach. So you get gassy, you get bloated, you vomit. A lot of people will go, man, you know, I went to the gym the other day and I threw up my breakfast. Well, you ate your breakfast way too close to going to the gym.
Yeah. And you got to be smart about that. And, you know, this is also the same for, you know, basketball, football, track. I mean, you know, whatever you're doing. I know track athletes, you know, when they go to a meet, it's kind of like wrestling. Or powerlifting, I mean, gosh, it's an all-day thing. What do you do?
Right.
Now, that's a little bit of tricky timing. But even when I powerlifted and we were there all day long, I didn't eat. I mean, I ate carbohydrates, you know, things that would be absorbed. You know, you might start out with the squat and then 3 hours later, you know, you're getting into the bench and you're not deadlifting till 6 o'clock at night, 7 o'clock at night.
Right.
And started at 7 in the morning. So again, you got to be very, very careful. That's where back then, if I would have had it, I would have used, you know, whey protein isolate or,
yes.
you know, Thrive because.
No, but I wouldn't even use Thrive. You know why? Because the casein in it is too slow. I would use Carbolin, whey protein isolate, and some BCAAs because that's going to be in and out of your stomach super quick. So that if you only have an hour and a half in between lifts, that's not going to be in your gut when you get on the bench again or start pulling again.
What you got to be careful. I was watching a guy on LinkedIn, another supplement company, not going to mention the guy's name, But he was pimping his protein, how you don't take carbohydrates before you train. You only use his protein and you literally drink it going into the gym. And I thought, what the most ridiculous thing, you know? I mean, first of all, from a science standpoint, you really sound ignorant. You know, you're trying to do a sales job because you don't have a carbohydrate product, so you're going to try to tell people to take protein. So, and I know a lot of people do that. I mean, I know people here locally. And when they ask me my opinion and I tell them, you know, of course, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I look at their physique and I say, you don't have a physique. Why would you say, I don't know what I'm talking about? You're asking my opinion. Even if you don't say, well, you did it back in the 80s and you don't know how to do it now, I still look better than you now.
Right.
So I'm a little something, you know?
Right, right.
But, you know, again, you got to look at the way the body works. And if people were more in tune with a little bit of biology and a little bit of biochemistry, you would understand how to properly fuel your body, what's going to work best for you.
Yeah, I you saw what I did when you said that. I said I wouldn't even use Thrive because it has a fast protein, but it has a slow protein in it, and you don't want that protein lingering in your gut while you're lifting. I would absolutely use something that goes through the stomach quickly.
Yeah. Hour and a half.
Free form amino acids, whey protein isolate, and a product like Carbolin is not going to weigh you down and be in your gut, because I don't care what you eat, your gut turns off once you start lifting, or once you start running. I mean, look at runners. So runners literally, to give you an example of when you start to do physical performance, what happens to the body? The renal system shuts down. You know, runners end up with electrolyte imbalances if they drink too much water, because your body stops processing water. So it just stays in the bloodstream and it dilutes the bloodstream to the degree where you can have an electrolyte imbalances. This is well known amongst runners. They may not be able to urinate for an hour or two after a meet, and this causes problems for some of them. So drinking too much water during a workout is not a good idea, because your body stops processing it. It stays in the bloodstream. It dilutes the the electrolytes. So eating right before working out, you have to be smart about it. If you're going to eat solid food, at least 2 hours before you go to the gym, so it's not still in your stomach, because your digestive system is going to shut off. That's the bottom line. And if you use something fast, free-form amino acids, Carbolin, and a whey protein isolate at best. That's it. That's it. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about this. Stay tuned.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieved their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There's growing interest in hemp CBD products within the fitness and wellness communities for focus and recovery. Are you one of those people? Then check out the H Hemp Company. Learn why they only use U.S.-grown hemp. See how a portion of every purchase at the H Hemp Company goes to helping stop the opioid and anti-anxiety drug epidemics. The finest full-spectrum hemp preparations with benefits patented by the U.S. Department of Health. Honestly, use code SHR and save 20% off plus free shipping. The H Hemp Company. When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Let me get that down here. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini today on this episode of Science for Humans. We are discussing pre-workout nutrition. And again, like we said at the beginning of the show, it depends on how hard you're training too. If you're just going in and doing 30 minutes of steady state, slow cardio, I don't think it matters what you eat. But if you're going to put your body through the rigors of an intense exercise regimen, you don't want to eat anything too heavy right before you work out. You want to use... And this is the case where you want to use engineered nutrition, quite frankly.
And, you know, even back when we were bodybuilding, after dinner, we would always just go out for a light little walk. And I always felt that, you know, that really helped with the overall digestive process. I still kind of think that. So, again, you know, if you're just going to do a moderate walk, you know, again, you don't need to worry about it. But, I mean, even – I would never go eat a hamburger and then jump on the treadmill. I mean, I would still wait an hour. I mean, just because it's going to probably come back up on you.
It is. And, you know, it's funny you say this about going for the walk after a meal. I wrote a blog 7 years ago that about the French paradox, right? We all talk about, oh, the French, you know what's really funny about you Americans? When it comes to nutrition, most Americans, not the people listening to this show, but most Americans, and those who listen to the show know, you have relatives, you have friends that fall into this category. They're very, very naive about nutrition. They think like, oh, the Okinawans live to 100. What do they eat? Oh, the French, they don't have heart attacks. What do they eat? And they completely discount the importance of all the other attributes of lifestyle, most notably activity. I compared how much the French walk and ride bicycles compared to how much the Americans walk and ride bicycles. And the reality is, and the byline of that blog, it's still on the website, was it may be the fact that they walk to and from the restaurant, not what they eat. And you know, the old Italians, what did they do after a dinner? They went out for a walk.
Yeah. I mean, we have become... Hey, we're lazy, you know, and you're talking about Americans being naive. This is funny real quick. A couple weekends ago, I was at a volleyball tournament, and it was elementary kids. And one of the gals there, the gals were talking about what they had for breakfast before the meet. And one of the gals said, oh, I ate a healthy breakfast. They were all talking about healthy. She goes, I had Lego Eggos. And one of the girls said, that's not healthy. Oh, no, my mom put peanut butter on it. So she said it made it healthy.
That is really sad. And she probably used Jiffy peanut butter, which is, has sugar and soybean oil in it, right?
I just sat back and I was just laughing because, you know, again, we are naive. But no, there is something to walking, you know, after a meal. But, you know, one of the things, again, the reason why I developed Carbaline is being an athlete for so many years, this was my dilemma. I used to have 2 pieces of sourdough toast with a banana mashed on it. That was my pre-workout. Don't know how I started that. First thing in the morning, you know, the toast did absolutely nothing. That was not going to help me for a workout. The banana was about the only thing I was training on. So I knew the importance of carbohydrates. And again, you know, as an athlete, you got to be able to fuel your system, whether it's replenished at halftime. Again, when we're talking about working out, you could be a football. You know, how do you replenish at halftime? You know, basketball, how do you replenish at halftime? Again, you got to get carbohydrates in. Even when we had our arena football team here, you would think with the hospital and all the education, they came to me and said, hey, would you just double check our pregame meal? And I said, sure. When is it? Oh, we eat in an hour and a half before. And they were getting local Italian, spaghetti, pasta, chicken parmesan.
Yeah, that's the wrong thing to be eating right before a game.
Gosh, yeah. Guys, that's what you do, you know, 6 hours before, not an hour and a half. And actually, they were bringing it in into the locker room.
And see, and this is why, a lot of people talk about engineered nutrition, you know, eat whole foods. There's a time and a place. We want to leverage engineered nutrition, and we want to bracket our workout with it. Your pre-workouts should be engineered nutrition, a carbohydrate supplement, maybe a ketone supplement, and a fast-acting protein. I'm telling you, folks, if you take Carbaline, a whey protein isolate, and a ketone salt and mix them together and use them pre-workout, you'll train harder and longer than you ever have before because you're giving your body every substrate that it can use as energy, and you're letting your body decide what it wants to use when it wants to use instead of restricting it and say, no, you're only going to use ketones. You're only going to use carbohydrates. It's an amazing phenomenon I discovered. I'm waiting for supplement companies to pick up on this because this whole idea that I'm in this camp, you're in this camp, it's nonsense. It all works. You put it all together, let the body decide.
Hey, speaking of that, I forgot to tell you the news. You know, I've been working on some new superhuman RX products.
I know. See, everybody doesn't know that, and some people do, but All American Pharmaceutical has taken Superhuman RX and brought it in-house now. So we're actually part of the family brand now. And so, which is really great for me because I totally effed up the brand, you know, trying to handle it myself.
Well, not really. I mean, you know, but we all do what we're doing good. But one of the things that is lacking, you know, and I'm just going to give a little bit, is this pre-workout. So you're going to see something that has some carbs, some ketone salts, and maybe some aminos, some protein.
There you go. There you go. We're doing it. We're doing it. Dr. J, man, a lot of people are talking about the free sample kit. It's really, really nice. And you're literally getting hundreds a day out at the door, huh?
We are, you know, and the comments are coming back phenomenal. You know, people are much appreciative. And again, it's just part of the transparency here. You know, as I have been saying for years, take it for a drive. You know, you would not go buy a vehicle without asking to test drive that car. You'd be foolish because why? You don't want to waste your money on something that you don't like. And the same thing for supplements, you know, for free, for a little bit of shipping. And, you know, Supplement Santa a couple years ago was sending them all out for free.
Right.
The problem was, is I was doing it all myself, number one. Number two, some of you were asking 5, 6, 10 times. And, you know, that's fine. But now this is automated. So, again, for the cost of shipping, you get to try a whole bunch of stuff. So we're going to keep doing that on an ongoing basis, Carl.
Very, very cool.
Very, very cool. All right.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Aaron Singerman is in the waiting room waiting to get on the air with us, the Anabolic CEO. Thanks for everything, Dr. J.
Take care.
All right. Talk to you later. All right, we're going to, I got to work the camera. There we go. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Aaron Singerman to talk about his new MRE bar. I love this bar. I went through a box in less than a week. Yes, I'm a pig. As we say in Italian, a gavone, or in Yiddish, a chaza. Stay tuned.
What if it's
sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one. You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number 1.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Little Marilyn Manson to bring the off-topic feel. I should have played Nigel. I don't know why I didn't think of that, man. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Carl?
We're here
good.
With the anabolic CEO, and he has done an amazing job at transforming his body recently. And he just goes to show that his supplements work. Zach Zimmerman says Redcon One love. Yes, of course. Everybody loves Redcon One. Redcon One is possibly one of the fastest growing brands in the supplement industry today. And it's no accident.
It's not maybe. It is definitely. It's the fastest growing supplement company in the history of the world, sports supplements.
And that is no accident. That is the genius that is Aaron Singerman. And nothing happens by accident for Aaron. The only thing that happens by accident for Aaron is he broke a big screen TV by accident a long time ago. That was it.
I fell into the TV. Yeah. It was a very sad day for me. That was probably one of the more depressing of my of my drug induced days that particular
well that
day.
That's actually when things turned around for you too. That was the beginning of the end for you. It really was. Like you changed your whole life after that.
Yeah, just a quick to tell people for a moment, you know, because I certainly haven't been the owner of the fastest growing supplement company forever. I was living in a very you never get to go come see it, Carl, but it was a $500 a month apartment. And I had finally got my FEMA settlement money that the government decided to give me for my Katrina. So I left Katrina and I lost all my possessions and I ended up getting $5,000. And of course, I did something very smart with the money. I bought a $2,500 TV. Typical bad errand business decision back then. So I bought this TV and I was very excited about it. Very excited about it. It's the nicest thing I ever owned. And I had the combination of sleep apnea and I was trying to get off methadone at the time. It was bigger. I fell asleep standing up and I fell backwards and hit my head on the TV. It didn't hurt me, but it broke the TV. And I had only had it for a few days. And I can't even tell you how sad and depressed that it made me that had happened.
No, I could actually imagine that because I've done things like that in my life and you know that. And I could actually imagine the sorrow that you felt. Yeah. And like literally I would feel empty inside for a long time after doing that. It would take me a long time to like I would probably wake up in the middle of the night and remember that and not be able to get back to sleep.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad because I was so excited for the damn TV and you know, it was like I said, the nicest thing I owned. So yeah, it was that was definitely that was like the transitioning because I had slowly stopped taking the methadone at that point.
And I remember that the methadone clinic doctor was telling you, you know, you can't do this. You better not do this. Don't try it. You can't do it. And in typical Aaron Singerman form, tell me I can't do something, and now I'm going to do it now. And you cold turkeyed. A lot of people don't understand what methadone is, right? Methadone is a transitional drug to get people off of heroin or some other opioid. But the problem with methadone is it's more addictive than the opioid or drug that you were using before. And it has worse side effects. It rots your bones. It does horrible things to your body.
The problem is that methadone has a very long half-life. So, and that's why it's a double-edged sword. The positive is if you take methadone one time a day, you cannot have withdrawals. Whereas heroin, you know, I was on heroin, I would be doing it, you know, you could do it several times a day and I would certainly be sick by the following day if I went 24 hours by the time I would do it again, I'd be very sick.
Right.
But methadone, would go 36 hours and not feel any negative consequences. So you would feel more like a normal person. And the methadone clinics, the main thing, the place that I was going, they don't want you to stop because it's a business. So it's bad business to have people quitting and stopping taking. It's more like they view it as like a permanent therapy that you need to be on forever. So for me to tell them that my intention was to stop, they were very against that because then they lost their $14 a day, you know, that I would come in there every single day to give them. You know?
Well, the bigger threat was that you talk to other people and they'd go, I'm going to stop too. I mean, really, you become the weak link in their system. It's like, oh, my God, this guy will start telling people.
Don't tell anybody that.
Yeah, but that's the past. That's a very, very, very old story, and you're a completely different human being today.
That's 10 years ago, Carl. Can you believe that's 10 years
ago?
Yeah,
I know. I do know. I know. It's amazing.
Time flies, man.
I know. It goes too fast. Wait, I'll be 60 this year. It's not a good feeling becoming 60. Like, I wrote on Facebook the other day, I feel too damn good to be this damn old. Like, I can't believe I'm going to be 60. I'm still training hard. I still feel great. I'm still active. I don't think about retirement like all my friends do. And it's like, damn, I don't understand. I'm a little too close to the mic. I'm potted up too high. Here we go. I'll turn it down. I've had that problem before over here.
You know what, Carl? You know what? I distinctly remember your 50th birthday, and I remember I'm gonna have to go back and pull up the off topic and see what we were doing that day. But I remember I think we did one either on that day or right around that same time. What's your birthday?
June the 11th.
June the 11th. I have to look, but I know we were doing it then because we were doing it in 2008. We were doing the show.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
I remember you. You turned 50 and also said you couldn't believe you were 50.
I know. And I looked great when I was 50. Remember? I mean, I posted that picture on one of the boards, and that guy, that Russian guy came out and said I was using bunk gear and all this, and you jumped all over him. That's when you won my heart. It was like you stuck up for me, and I didn't even know who you were at that point in time. That was amazing. Yeah. But anyway, it's funny because I just reached out to Kevin Levrone. I want to have him on the show because you and I interviewed him on Off Topic. Yeah. When we did that show, but he wasn't back into bodybuilding at that point in time. So
yeah, he just did his he says his final show of all time. So
and he looks sure. And everybody's coming out and saying horrible things about him. The guy is 50 freaking 3 years old. What he's done is amazing,
incredible.
I mean, he doesn't look like a master's bodybuilder. He looks like a young bodybuilder. He's small.
I gotta tell you, you know, the one thing that I always said about Kevin, and you can, I mean, it's amazing. He knows some kind of secret to looking good in general. I mean, his face too. He looks like a 40-year-old guy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
53. He's
And I like him better bald than with the slick back hair. I mean, it just looks a lot better. So anyway, you really. I remember about 3 years ago, we talked about Quest Nutrition, and you said, you know, those guys are rock stars. I want to be a rock star too. And one of the things that you didn't have in your quiver of products back then was a bar. And but you do have a bar now, and it is not a copycat bar. It's a standalone bar. It's a bar that's like no other bar. I just posted this on Facebook this morning for a variety of reasons. First of all, the bar, the texture of the bar. You didn't go for the hard, you know, Quest-like bar. You went for your own. The texture of the bar is chewy, but it's crunchy. You've got some crunch in it. The protein sources are unbelievable. You know, we're talking about salmon and is it chicken protein? I forget. Is it chicken protein and salmon protein? So you're not using a dairy protein, which is complete.
Chicken, salmon, beef, eggs, and then there's a little bit. It's a minority of pea and brown rice protein.
Yeah.
So there's a lot. Ingredients in the label and the protein blend, and then the carbs is mostly gluten free rolled oats, and then right after that is sweet potatoes, and like for example, like the blueberry has dehydrated blueberries, and then MCT oil for the fat source.
Yes, and on top of that, you also didn't. And this is what I love about Aaron. Aaron is not influenced by what other products are out there. Aaron kind of comes with his own original thoughts and says, you know, I'd like to see this. So everybody today has 15 friggin' grams of fiber in everything today. Yeah. And quite frankly, I can't eat a lot of fiber. It doesn't work for me. And you put fiber in it, but I think it's just like 3 grams of fiber.
Yeah, very little. It's definitely not a sugar alcohol or fiber-based bar that you're typically seeing. I mean, the truth of the matter, Carl, is that there's a tremendous amount of bars out there. I mean, it is just crazy. And in the bar market is as diluted and then also is very stale. So the bars like Quest Bar is a great example. Their business is still doing great, but they're down, significantly down from their peak years because the people are kind of like looking for something different.
Yes.
You know, there are a bunch of good bars like Quest and their One Bars and, you know, Sinister Bar is doing good now. And there's a bunch of other bars out there that are doing good, but they're all kind of the same. And so basically, I just like with the supplements, you have to have a differentiating factor. You have to have something that sets you apart. And so because we had so much success with the MRE drink, so our meal replacement drink, MRE, is made with the same stuff basically. And then MRE Light has also released the same time as the bar and has become a huge hit because some people don't want all the carbohydrates. They want all the protein sources like a whey isolate but without any dairy. And so we just figured, like, why not build on this success and make a really unique bar? And as soon as we received the samples, well, we went through four sets of samples. But when we got the fourth set of samples from Bakery Barn, who makes the bars, my friend Sean over there owns the Bakery Barn and is the best. And when we made the bar and we got that fourth sample, we tried it. And, man, it just felt like millions of dollars.
Yeah.
You try it, I'm like, whoa, this is a big, big deal. In my opinion, it's the best tasting bar on the market and the most edible bar on the market. And I say that because, like, there are some good bars out there, but they're not that easy to eat. And they don't digest that well for me anyway. I have a problem. And then I can't eat more than one. And I need a lot of water. I have to be drinking water to get down a bar. Quest Bar is a good example. Quest Bars, I used to eat by the boatload back in the day. but you'd have to be prepared to eat it. You know what I mean? You have to have your water ready. You have to be able to, you know, take a minute to eat it. And then I couldn't eat more than one or I'd get an upset stomach. And that's the same for a lot of bars for me. I don't digest whey concentrate well. So all those factors together create something really unique and special. It tastes great that people are excited about. Look, when my 5-year-old and 2.5-year-old will eat it, you know it's good.
I'm trying to think who I don't remember if it was Asher, but somebody was actually what it was time to eat and they didn't want to eat. They were asking for an MRE bar.
Aiden, yeah.
It was Aiden. Hey, look, okay.
If you've had a 2.5-year-old, you know that they don't care. They don't listen to logic. You can't explain things to
them. Gotta taste good.
No, there is no way that I could convince Aiden to try something that he doesn't want. And there's not an even less chance for me to get him to try it and then have him eat it again if he didn't like it.
Right.
He asks for them. He looks forward to them. And, you know, these days, parents, when I was a kid, you eat Frosted Flakes. These days, parents give their kids protein bars on the go for right. breakfast. So it's a whole big market that I don't think that anybody's really thought about. But I know a lot of parents, Dariella's friends, give their kids a bar, a breakfast bar or something like that, instead of like I got Pop-Tarts or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a much better, healthier way. I mean, you give them a memory bar, way better than giving them Pop-Tarts, right?
Wait, you were eating Pop-Tarts just a few years ago as part of your If It Fits My Macros, recall. You and Lou and Big Sexy Lou, right? You guys were eating them.
Remember, Carl, that's interesting you brought up. I was doing If It Fits Your Macros before there was If It Fit Your
yes,
Macros.
Yes, because we were doing off topic and you were eating, you were getting ready for one of your first re-entries to competition and you were eating Pop-Tarts and having to defend yourself and saying, look, you know, it's carbs and it's calories and that's it. It doesn't matter.
Incidentally, I don't actually agree with that now. I think that that Pop-Tarts, regardless of the calories, I know people will argue with me and there's some big believers in this. But like now I eat all whole, high quality food. And as a result, I think I am leaner and harder now, not doing any contests, yes. than I was on stage eating Pop-Tarts and stuff like that. I think it does have an effect.
No, it definitely does. It definitely does. In fact, Adele Moussa just wrote a blog post. You know, for people who think it's all CICO, calories in, calories out, there are hormonal matrices at play that cause your body to either produce fat or produce muscle, and you can't ignore them. Dr. Scott Connolly talked about this decades before anybody else did. Quite frankly, Dr. Scott Connolly also worked with Bakery Bond, and he's a big fan of their products. So when you said that, I thought of him right away. But Adele Moussa just wrote a blog post on a study that showed that just 2 days of 600 calories, which is considered intermittent fasting mimicking, that's considered a fasting mimicking diet, 600 calories or less, just 2 days of 600 calories and the other 5 days of some like 2,800 or 3,000 calories had a bigger effect on body fat reduction and overall weight reduction than reducing caloric intake by 500 calories a day every day. So you're talking about 600 calories a day versus reduction of 3,500 calories for the entire week. Now, in theory, if CICO is true, then the person who had the complete reduction of 500 calories a day should have lost more weight. They didn't. So you're right. It's not all about purely calories. There's more to it. Just like it's not all about the scale. If you step on the scale and you're 280 and I step on the scale and I'm 280 and I'm 47% body fat and you're 6% body fat, the scale doesn't matter at that point in time.
Right. No, I agree. I agree with that. It just doesn't even make sense that somebody could eat like logically, you know, you can eat a McDonald's and the calories, or you can eat a lean steak and sweet potatoes, even if it's all the same. You eat some cashews and a steak and you have a sweet potato and you have the same as, you know, McDonald's, French fries and this other thing. Doesn't make sense.
Which I remember coming to Texas to visit you and you were a big fan of McDonald's back then too. But I won't hold that against you. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side with Aaron Singerman. Stay tuned. So
benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com. Or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice, plus free shipping, just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from, and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. I am now the guy on the right. That's funny. Nathan Haney says, hope your recovery is going well, Carl. Yes, it is. The doctor said I'm recovering faster than any human he's ever seen. I'm not kidding. 35 years orthopedic surgeon, has never seen bone as hard as mine. He burnt out two saw blades and a drill bit drilling and cutting the bone in my foot. So, pretty impressive. That's all the heavy year. That's the years of heavy lifting. That's what it is. We always talk about how it increases bone mineralization. I'm living proof that it does. So let's talk about these bars for a minute. Where can people find them, first of all?
Well, as of right now, you can find them on the website on redcon1.com. We're in about, I would say, about 500 brick and mortar retailers right now. So some of the big chains that people have heard of, you know, like Complete Nutrition, Five Star, Supplement Supercenters. you know, quite a few of but the easiest way to do it right now would be to go to redcohen.com or Amazon. Also, you can get it on Amazon. That's the easiest way. We are, they will be in, vitamin shops around the country, all the vitamin shops come June. And, hopefully in May, they'll be in all the GNCs that we're currently in. We're in 1,000 GNCs right now. And those, GNCs are the A locations, which is the highest volume stores. We're also in, GNCs on military bases.
So I'm going to ask you about the military bases in a second. I want to talk more about that. What does a box cost?
The retail is $34.99, which is 12 bars. So obviously there's discounts on the website all the time. So we're always doing promotions and deals and stuff like that. So you could probably end up getting the bars for 30% off, 20% off, something like that, which end up running you about $2 a bar.
I ate 3 bars in a row one day because I forgot to plug my Hot Logic in.
Yeah.
And so my food wasn't ready after my show, so I plugged it in and knew it would be ready when I was ready to eat my third meal. And I just grabbed 3 of the bars. I grabbed the 2 blueberries and a banana nut. And they're really I got to be honest. You know, I don't live life any other way. I make no apologies, but I thought they were just going to be so-so. You know what I mean? I was like, "Okay, another bar." And I didn't even open them. Like, they sat over here for like maybe a week. And then I decided to eat one as a dessert to one of my meals. And I was like, "Wow. It's chewy. It's got some crunch to it. The blueberry didn't taste fake, like, you know, synthetic blueberry flavoring." And I didn't get bloated. And more importantly, I didn't notice gassiness, because I'm a 24-hour digester. Anything I eat at 12 o'clock in the afternoon today, I'm going to poop out 12 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow. That's just the way I work. I know this. And so I know when I get gas, it's like, oh, it's what I ate yesterday at this time. And I didn't get gassy from them, which meant that I digested all the protein in it. And I thought, wow, these bars are really good. And I gobbled up the rest of the box probably in the course of 3 days. And so I do like the chocolate chip oatmeal. That's good, too. Blueberry is my favorite by far, and apparently blueberry is the favorite of lots of people. I've been watching, and a lot of people like blueberry.
Yeah, and we have new samples coming for. So we are through our first run, which was 225,000 bars. It was supposed to. The idea was that it was going to last for a few months. It ended up lasting 20 days, and we have the next run that arrived, which is much larger, at the end of this month, March 30th. And so I've already ordered again. Preemptively ordered again, and this time it'll be almost 400,000 bars. And we are going to add a new flavor, which we are deciding tomorrow when the samples come in. So we have we haven't come up with the actual names yet, but this is the working names is the crunchy peanut butter cup. This is one that I'm trying to figure out. Maybe Carl, you're good with names. Sweet potato pie with a marshmallow covering.
So I would just call that Thanksgiving casserole.
Thanksgiving. See, that's. I was thinking sweet potato casserole. Everybody in the marketing department says nobody knows what that is. They're going to be like, "What the hell is that supposed to be?"
Well, everybody knows what a Thanksgiving casserole is. It's sweet potato with marshmallow melted on top of it, and brown sugar or maple syrup inside of it.
I don't know. You think that everybody knows that?
Well, I mean, everybody who's listening, comment. Do you know what? If somebody tells you what's a sweet potato casserole, don't. And I think Thanksgiving, so that's why I went to Thanksgiving. You know, sweet potato casserole. Yes, look, Zach Zimmerman says yes. You know, I mean, everybody knows what a sweet potato casserole is, and you usually have it at Thanksgiving. That's the one time of the year that your mom usually makes it.
You buy a bar called sweet potato casserole.
Are you shittinging me? I mean, come on, people know it's bad for you. It's marshmallow and sugar and sweet potato, and you go back for seconds and thirds, and you only have it once a year. Yeah, oh my God, I want to try the sweet potato one.
Right? Okay, so we got that one, and then the final one is the birthday cake, which I want to call it something other than birthday cake, because everybody has a birthday
cake. Yeah, Optimum Nutrition came out with the birthday cake bites.
Yeah. Well, this has got to taste better than that, that's for sure. The birthday cake has the sprinkles, so that's that'll be the thing. So we're thinking of different names. I just want something more creative than what everybody else has.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe call it wedding cake instead.
Nah. Wedding cake is a good one.
Nah,
cake.
But then you're going to have to come out with a divorce bar, too, to wash it down. Yeah, there you go. These are some great flavors you're coming out with. They really are. The sweet potato. And you see, you use sweet potato in the bars anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like legit. It's not like it's fake sweet potato. You're just calling it that, you know?
Right, exactly. Right.
So are the bars on back order right now because of that?
No, we have a little bit left. I mean, they're going to run out for sure before the 30th, but we're not out yet. So all the flavors are still in. I think blueberry has a few hundred boxes left. That's the most popular one. And then the other ones have like 500 or 600 boxes, which is sounds like a lot, but trust me, it's not.
Yeah. So the message to those listening to the show is you better get them now before they run out, and you'll have to wait a number of days for the new order to come in.
You'll have to wait till the 30th as they arrive. So
I want to talk about another product of yours that I really think is highly underestimated, and that is Fade Out.
Yeah.
I had my surgery, and I couldn't sleep for days, and I really think it had something to do with the anesthesia that they used. And you were kind enough to send me a jug of Fade Out. I had used it before and liked it. And I took a scoop that night, just a scoop, nothing else. I didn't take any additional melatonin, you know, L-theanine, anything, just a scoop of that. And I woke up in the morning, and I always know when I sleep good. You know how I know? I stretch when I wake up. Oh! I was like, oh, man. I went to the gym. I killed it. And I've been using it every night ever since. Anthony Roberts and I have communicated about it. What I find works best for me is if I oscillate the dose. So if I take a full scoop one night, a half a scoop the next night, a full scoop the next night, a half a scoop the next night. If I take full scoops night after night, it seems to not as be as effective. And Anthony is the one who told me about this little trick that I've been using.
Yeah, I could see that. You know, it's funny. I have a bunch of Special Forces guys on the team. And one of the guys, Johnny Primo, who was a Green Beret, is deployed. I want to say he's deployed 16 times. One of the things they would give them is Ambien, right? They would give the
horrible,
very
horrible.
Give them Ambien. They give them a it wasn't Adderall. I forget. It was something else they give them. Like, or go, they call them go pills, right? So for their missions, they would take these Dexedrine, I think it was.
Okay.
And then when they get back from the mission, they'll give them the Ambien. And so he said, you know, that he wished that he would have had Fade Out during all of his deployments because it works just as good for him. And he doesn't wake up groggy. He doesn't do any weird stuff in the middle of the night. And he gets as good or better a night's sleep taking this product. So it's really neat to hear that. And I've heard that a lot.
It's so effective. I mean, I used it last night. I slept great. I got up in the morning. I went to the gym. I know a lot of people are worried about the pH GABA in it. Like, oh, you know, you can become dependent on it. All the research I've read shows dependency on pH GABA when you use it for social anxiety, like to go out. But when you sleep with it, you don't notice you're sleeping with it. You just wake up in the morning when it's worn off. So I don't believe that there's the threat of dependency when you use it for sleep, first of all. That's my own humble opinion. I'm not a scientist. I'm just a guy who does a radio show. But I got to tell you, nothing makes me sleep. And keep in mind, Aaron, I track my sleep. I wear things to track my sleep. So I sleep, I see the waves in my sleep. You know, you don't want to go to sleep and stay down here all night long, because that's what Ambien does, and that's what benzos do too, benzodiazepines. You want that cyclical 1.5 hour wave, because that's actually when hormones are being produced and memories are being consolidated. You don't want to interrupt that. When I use Fade Out, I see all those waves. And that's because you were smart enough to include melatonin in it. Anybody who's taking benzodiazepines to sleep, you should be taking at least 3 milligrams of melatonin with it, and it will reestablish that cyclical phase of sleep. If you take benzos by themselves, or you take pH GABA by itself, phenibute, you just go down there and you stay down there all night. This is not good. This is why it hurts memory when you start using those things. Fade Out is possibly one of the most well-thought-out sleep aids that I've ever seen. And not just on paper. It's really effective. It really works the way you expect it to. I love the product. And quite frankly, I don't ever want to be without it. I really don't. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Also, Total War, obviously, is become the replacement for Craze. I mean, Craze was all the rage back in the day. But a lot of people are saying the same things about Total War that they say about Craze. Another very, very great product of yours, isn't it?
Thank you. Yeah. They're all, you know, we have a big following for a lot of the products in Total War. Until MRE really took off as like a sub brand, Total War has been number one by quite a bit. It's changing a little bit now, but, you know, we do a lot of units of a lot of units of Total War. So people definitely do love them, you know.
So who's your formulator?
Eric Hart and me, Eric Hart, and we talked about...
Eric Hart that used to live in Indiana?
Did he used to live in Indiana? I don't know.
Eric Hart that has the Lamborghini?
No, Lamborghini.
Oh, different Maybe, Eric Hart.
He did have a Lamborghini at one point, though. He did.
He had an older white one, right?
I don't know. I don't remember that. He worked for BSN. He was one of the original employees for BSN.
Different Eric Hart. Okay. So he's your
vice president of all the businesses.
He's your chief formulator then.
Yeah, chief. He is the vice president of all the businesses. So he wears a lot of hats, but that is something he knows a tremendous amount about ingredients, and that's something he's interested in. So a lot of times he comes up with the majority of the ideas. We all try it in terms of the formulation, and we go from there. So yeah, he's done a great job.
We should have him on the show sometimes too to talk about some of the new supplements and the ingredients and stuff like that. I'd like to have him on. Yeah. So what else is new and exciting? Can you give us a peek behind the curtain about anything else?
The new and exciting stuff for me is that we went to Vitamin Shoppe, and Vitamin Shoppe plans to do the biggest release they've done ever in sports supplements in June for the Redcon brand. So they're not picking up one or two products or three products or four or five or six. They're picking up basically everything in multiple flavors, and they're going to do a humongous, humongous release. And I couldn't be any more excited about that, man. Vitamin Shoppe, we got all pumped up when I got two or three products in there. It was a huge deal. So to take over a whole section and to be able to be part of the of a release this big, you know, where they're spending really large budget amount of money on promoting the brand and releasing the brand is pretty amazing.
So how do you achieve that? Is that because the products that they started out with work so well that they want to open, or is it the deal? Did you go in there and strike them a deal where they went, this is great, we're going to do this?
No, they have pursued us in reason being, I take that back. I certainly emailed them many times before they came and said, let's do it.
Right.
Honestly, Carl, you know, people want to strike while the iron's hot. You know, when you get something that's new and popular and not everybody has it yet, you know, people want to carry it. And obviously it's hard to get the attention of a GNC or a Vitamin Shoppe because they don't move super fast.
Right.
So, you know, like Gat, like Charles Moser, who owns Gat, was like, how the hell did you get into GNC? You know, I've spent all this and Gat's been going for so long and I can't get in there. You know, I think the trick is to build the demand and have a large amount of requests and people coming in there to the point where they just can't deny it anymore. There's no way to not have it. And that's kind of where we've gotten with a lot of the stuff. Even with the MRE bars, I'm getting a lot of stores, brick and mortar store owners, that are contacting me who I don't even think want to carry the brand, but they feel like they have to have the bars. And if they have to have the bars, then you got to have Total War. If you got to have Total War, you probably need Big Noise. You probably need Fade Out. You need the accept, you know, so on and so forth.
Right.
People are going to come in. They're going to buy the bar and they're going to say, what else do you got? You know?
Yeah.
So we're getting a lot of people. I'm actually having retailers. They're contacting me that were against Redcon 1 because we do so much direct-to-consumer sales. You know, so they were saying originally, which is this is not the case, but they were saying, you know, how can we support the store, the brand in the store, if you guys are selling so much on the website? And unfortunately for them, that's the sign of the times. Like anybody who is doing business these days should be focusing on e-commerce portion of their business. I mean, that's what I preach. And the reason why the brand is so popular that the stores want to carry it is because we push so much on the digital marketing side. So for a lot of retailers who are old school, they don't understand that. And they say, well, you're doing all this advertising, which is getting them to come to your site. So I don't want to carry your brand because you're just pushing your own agenda. But they don't realize that those ads that people are seeing are also getting the people that are walking into their store interested in buying.
So, and I was just going to say, there's a lot of people who do not do well with deferred gratification. They look on a website, they see a post of a friend is saying how much they like Total War, And they don't want to wait 3 days. They want to drive to GNC or they want to drive to a Vitamin Shop on the way to the gym and they want to pick it up. And quite frankly, majority of Americans don't plan anything. So everything is spontaneous. So the retailers will benefit from your direct-to-consumer push because a lot of consumers won't want to wait or pay. You know, they'll go, gee, I'm going to order this and I'm going to pay $5 shipping. It's actually $3 cheaper if I drive to Vitamin Shop and just buy it and walk out with it now.
Not to mention, Carl, you know, in marketing, one of the things that we study or that I'm interested in is how many touches it takes to convince a consumer to buy something. And sometimes it can take 11, 12, 13, 14, 20 times of them seeing it. So maybe they walk into the store after seeing 10 ads that they have thought were cool or whatever. They walk into the store, into Natural Body in New York, and they walk in and they see Total War and they say, oh, yeah, that's the one I've seen all the ads for.
Right.
And then they purchase it, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure that happens all the time because I see ads for stuff and I may not directly respond to it, but if I walk into a store and see it, I might say, oh, yeah, that's I was interested in that, you know?
So Zach Zimmerman says, I never used supplements until I started Redcon products. So that he was a virgin supplement user before he started with Redcon One. So you took his virginity. There you go.
At least he started with the right brand.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he can stay with us forever. He doesn't have to go to anybody else.
Do we need to discuss anything else? I know you're busy. You got lots of things.
Oh, good, Carl. This was great.
Okay.
I always like to catch up with you.
Yeah, I know. I mean, for a long time, we actually did a show every week.
I know, crazy. 3 hours, Carl.
I know.
That's really crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, it's good. I'm happy for your success. Everybody's happy for your success, obviously. You're a good.
I'll take it.
Well, everybody who counts.
Yeah.
You're a good guy, and you've worked hard, and nobody gave you a damn thing. So you've worked for it all. And you have a beautiful wife, much too beautiful for you, but that's okay. You deserve it. And beautiful children. I mean, come on. You're living the dream. Who would have thought?
No, but yeah. Not me.
Not you. No, I was going to say, did you think? No, not me. Good.
When you get yourself down here to South Florida, I can't wait to give you the tour of the office and show you everything. I'm sure you'll get a kick out of it.
As soon as I get the boot off. I'm in this boot for probably – originally it was supposed to be 8 to 10 weeks, but he's telling me I'm healing really fast, so it's probably going to be off in another couple, 3 weeks.
Tell me when. I would love to have you. I know Darielle has been telling me she'd love to have you guys down here. So.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do it. We will do it. And
you always
and it's
say
be
that.
No, but you know what? I'm like you. I have a complicated life. What do you want me to say? I can't talk about it on the air anymore because every time I talk about it on the air, a judge does something bad to me. So I have to stop that. That off topic cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars because of the things I said about. And I can mention his name now because he's not a judge anymore, Judge Stephen George. But every time I said something, somebody's attorney brought it in and said, see, Your Honor, see what he's saying about you? And the guy was like, okay, here's what we're going to do to him. So I learned my lesson. I keep my mouth shut now. No. All right, listen, we'll catch up soon again. Congratulations on the bar. I love them. Send me
Thank
more.
You.
Send, oh, and I love,
I
dude, the hoodie, the Redcon One hoodie you sent me with the zipper on the front. It's beautiful. I mean, it's something you can wear out like semi-dressy. It's not some cheap hoodie.
Oh, you got so much apparel, Carl. You just tell me what you want, man. I've got hundreds of pieces of apparel. Let me know what you want.
I'll tell you. I'll definitely tell
you. You don't need any other clothes, only Redcon.
Okay. Can you got any jeans? No, I'm like it.
I have sweatpants, Carl.
Okay. All right, listen, I love you, brother.
Love you too, man.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. We're going to take one quick commercial break. I have a question to answer for Nathan Heaney about my surgery. And then we'll wrap up the show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's growing interest in hemp CBD products within the fitness and wellness communities for focus and recovery. Are you one of those people? Then check out the H Hemp Company. Learn why they only use U.S.-grown hemp. See how a portion of every purchase at the H Hemp Company goes to helping stop the opioid and anti-anxiety drug epidemics. The finest full-spectrum hemp preparations with benefits patented by the U.S. Department of Health.
honestly. Use code SHR and save 20% off plus free shipping. The H-Hemp Company.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to WildWestNutrition.com or click the banner ad at SuperhumanRadio.net.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Well, I got the wrong music in there, but that's okay. So, Nathan Heaney, as you can see, I'm down here. Here I am. Has a pretty long question about my surgery. For those of you who aren't aware, I had complete reconstructive surgery on my left foot. Back in April of 2016, I dropped a plate on the instep of my foot. And over the course of the following year, my foot mutated into what looks like a gargoyle's claw, and literally the bone started to push through the sole of my foot one day when I was doing farmer's walks around the neighborhood. So I had to get surgery. I put it off for as long as I could simply because I don't like anesthesia, because that's what kills people when they have surgery, the anesthesia. So Nathan's question was, he says, that's fantastic. I caused some bad damage in my right hand and wrist in my second professional boxing match that I won on Saturday. They wouldn't x-ray the hand due to me not screaming in pain when she lightly pressed on the metacarpals. She must have x-ray eyes, so she could tell that there was no tiny bones. that would damage. If it is just a ligament damage, I'm just going to have to rest it or look at BPC 157 to speed it up. So from the day of my surgery, I started a peptide cocktail of BPC 157. I used thymosin beta 4. I used GHRP 6, and I used growth factor GFR GRF 1-29, growth releasing factor 1-29, which is basically growth hormone releasing hormone. It's like CJC, but without the long acting DAC attachment, and growth hormone too. I've used all these peptides from the morning, the evening of the surgery, the next morning, twice a day after I wake up and before bed. I have a cocktail of peptides that I use. As a result, my orthopedic surgeon has said that I'm healing faster than anybody he's ever seen, and I probably will be out of this walking boot instead of 8 to 10 weeks in 4 weeks. He already has me putting weight on the heel, and as of tomorrow, I can start putting weight on the front of the foot. As I said during the interview with Aaron, he told me that he has never seen bones as hard as mine. I literally burnt out cutting tools and drills because of the density of my bones. And if my feet are that way, then the rest of my bones are too. Keep in mind that decades of lifting for the past 10 years, around the time that I started, I met Aaron Singerman, I started wearing five fingers. So I squat in five fingers. I deadlifted in five fingers. So my feet were effectively barefooted and doing this heavy lifting. So the bone mineralization of heavy lifting was affecting my feet as well. But yes, I'm healing very quickly. But here's the caveat, Nathan. I'm using real peptides. A good friend of mine is the chief scientific officer for a new organization called the International Peptide Federation. And these are doctors. This is not supplement companies and research chemical companies. These are doctors who are using peptides now to heal things, to help people. Peptides are going mainstream. There's actually a pharmacy already that has received FDA approval to fill prescriptions for peptides. It's really exciting. You don't realize it. This is like the beginning of marijuana being legalized in the first state. Like, this is really it. Peptides are coming to that point. And the International Peptide Society, IPS, I'm sorry, headed up by scientists on every continent, by the way. That's how serious this movement is. They have bought peptides from all these different research chemical companies and tested them. And they not only tested them for the content and purity of the peptides, but for any types of impurities and contaminants. And it's not good. They found some harmful stuff in peptide vials that they bought on the internet. Some fluoroquinone in one of them, which can destroy your liver. And interestingly enough, the two peptide companies that they bought, these particular ones with the fluoroquinones in them, both claim to be made in America and a Chinese source, and it had the same signature when they looked at it using mass spec, and they all had the fluoroquinone amount in the same, which makes them think that the two companies that are selling them, saying everything's made in America, actually were getting them from this Chinese source because it's exactly the same as the Chinese source. So I say to you that these peptides work if you are getting legit peptides. People say, oh, BPC 157 didn't do anything for me. It's not the BPC 157. It's the source that you used. It's probably not legit. The scary part of all this, and we're actually going to do a show on this because I have somebody from IPS coming on. The scary part of this is most of the peptides that they purchased were anywhere from 30 to 50% of what they were supposed to be. And the rest of it is called aggregate. This is random fragments of amino acids. You have to understand that amino acids strung together in peptides are cellular messengers. They send messages from cell to cell, like the growth promoting 191 amino acid peptide of growth hormone. They're like they're actually communication tools for cellular communication. So these random fragments that are in those vials, they're scary because we don't know what signals, what messages they're giving to cells. An example of this was about 10 years ago, there was some bunk growth hormone going around on the boards. And people who were using it were having dramatically horrible allergic reactions to it. And a couple of these guys that were using it literally developed allergies to real growth hormone, the growth hormone their bodies were producing on their own. And eventually it went away. But as long as they were using these particular products, because of that aggregate is like garbage. It's like garbage, cellular garbage. And so IPS is looking to standardize the approach to manufacturing peptides so that more than just this one pharmacy who is now approved by the FDA to fill prescriptions on peptides can do it, because they don't want to hand some pharmacy a monopoly here, which right now that's what it is, but it's not going to be like that for long. One of the things I learned about from IPS is, so the machine used to assemble peptides, that synthesizes peptides, that actually assembles them in their appropriate amino acid chain and makes strong bonds, because that's another problem. The cheap peptides, they have weak bonds. They break apart sometimes when you just put the solution in the bottle and reconstitute them. That machine by itself, it costs $1 million, just that machine. So if you have a person who's telling you that they're making their own peptides, you should be able to walk into their lab and see this machine. I can't think of the name of it. There's a name for it. But it's the machine that actually assembles the peptides in the appropriate amino acid chain. And so the idea that all these guys are making their peptides in the United States is highly questionable. There is one company that I trust, and it's a company that they tested too. And they really did had the highest rate of purity of all the companies that they tested. I'm not going to give their name right now because I'm not looking to promote them. This is not a commercial. And so that's where I get my peptides from right now. But I'm waiting to actually have my physician write me a prescription for growth releasing factor 1 through 29, GHRP6, BPC-157, and thymosin beta-4, because I know of the pharmacy that can fill the prescription now. And we'll reveal all this to everybody when the time is right on the show. We'll let everybody in on this. But the peptide industry is about to change. And I have a feeling that once the legitimate peptide pharmacies start filling prescriptions and doctors now start writing prescriptions for peptides, the research chemical peptides are going to disappear. They will always be cheaper. Getting your prescription filled through one of these pharmacies is going to be more expensive than going to peptidesrus.com, or, you know, I just made that up. Please don't go there and try to buy peptides, because there probably is a peptidesrus.com. But the beauty is you're going to know that you're using something that is what it is, and there's not harmful stuff in there. And if you care about your body, that's going to be important to you. But more importantly, once pharmacies start filling prescriptions and doctors start writing prescriptions, while your traditional health care may not cover it, if you have a health savings account, there's a good chance that you'll be able to get your peptides covered on insurance, because you'll write a check to a pharmacy for a prescription. And when you have a health savings account, they don't scrutinize that. They're like, okay, you know, it was to a pharmacy, that's covered. So things are about to change in the peptide world. I happen to be using very, very high quality peptides. I know they're working because my doc said, damn, I can't believe this. Normally, I have for this kind of reconstructive surgery, I was on the table for 4 hours having my foot reconstructed. The reason it took so long is because he didn't bolt anything or screw anything or fuse anything. He actually gave me two new ligaments made out of braided, high tensile strength titanium cable that actually brought my foot back into alignment, and then he had to cut the bone to get the toes back in the socket. That's where he burnt out two saw blades, actually, No one in the OR could believe it. And he said when he was finished drilling my bones to put the cables in, that they had to throw that bit away, that they couldn't use it again. But the reality is that I'm healing like miraculously faster than the standard. But then again, I'm using these peptide cocktails, and I continue to train. I trained the morning of surgery. I did cardio the night before. I did cardio the morning after surgery. I've been back home lifting. I can't do anything. I can't leg press. I can't squat. I can't deadlift because I got this stupid boot on with like a 6-inch heel on it. But I'm doing leg extensions, leg curls, and anything I can do to keep my legs from losing too much muscle mass. But there's no doubt that the peptides will work for you, Nathan, but you just have to make sure you get real peptides. And if you want to PM me on Facebook, I will tell you where I'm getting mine. Like I said, I didn't want to do this segment and then go, oh, but then go buy them here, because that's completely BS, false, phony. I'm not doing that. But be aware that you will be able to get peptides probably within the next year or so from your doctor. And that's pretty cool stuff. Anyway, tomorrow is Military Fitness Radio with Nate Morrison. Hope you can tune in for that. Of course, if you can't listen live, there's always the podcast, iTunes, Stitchers, iHeartMedia. If you have the iHeartMedia app, you can find Superhuman Radio on the app. We're there. We're everywhere. Check us out, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. Thank you for listening today.